Las Vegas, you wanted the NHL.
For all of you here tonight that have been waiting for professional sports.
Now with the Vegas Golden Knights preparing for the inaugural season.
This is the beginning of the team name and the team identity that is all yours.
Lotus Broadcasting and Fox Sports Radio 98.9 FM and 1340 AM are proud to welcome the man that made this happen.
Las Vegas, welcome to the NHL. We're thrilled to be here.
Please welcome to Fox Sports Radio 98.9 FM and 1340 AM with C. Williams and Ed Graney, the Vegas Golden Knights owner, Bill Foley.
Mr. Foley, thanks for joining us here on the CNET show at Graney of the RJ. We're trying to find out, where are you, someplace in New Zealand or perhaps back on our soil here in the States?
No, I'm back in American soil, happy to be here. We had a great time down in New Zealand, but the weather was tough. There was a cyclone, and then there were some sunny days, and we left the day before the next cyclone was coming through. So we got back last night. We're still trying to find ourselves. It's about a five-hour time change, and it's actually a day later there. So it's 5 hours earlier, but a day later, if you can ever figure that out.
Come on. You've dealt with Montana winters. What's a cyclone or two? Come on. I know you've seen worse in Montana. Welcome to Lotus Broadcasting and Fox. Look, tell us, Bill, tell us the main ingredients you were looking for. When you go into a radio broadcast relationship and you consider all your options for the Knights, for the Golden Knights, what did you want most out of the deal? When you sat down with different parties here, what were you looking for most?
Well, my primary goal was to make the Golden Knights the team of the Rockies. I mean, we are the Vegas Golden Knights, so we're Las Vegas based. We're homegrown. We are the homegrown team. But my long-term goal is to have media representation across our entire market area. And the NHL was very good to us. They gave us Nevada, Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, and Utah. So we have a very large geographic territory, but we've got some great cities in there besides Las Vegas, including Salt Lake and Provo and Boise and Reno, and then the entire belt of cities across Montana that are hockey crazy. I mean, they really, that is the sport, and from Kalispell and Whitefish all the way across to Billings. And so my goal was to partner with an entity that could ultimately expand us into all of those markets and put us on the air. And that's what Lotus brought to the table. And that was, I think it's fantastic. It's not just the Fox Sports radio shows on 98.9 and 1340, and then some Spanish language games that we're going to be doing also on also with Lotus. It's the long-term goal of being the team of the Rockies. So we're Vegas-based. Fox Sports is the sports radio center for Las Vegas, and it gives us the option to expand beyond that throughout the Rocky Mountains.
Kind of expand on the significance of Deportes.
I'm sorry.
Deportes, the Spanish side of things.
Yeah, we're going to give it a try. You know, we're going to probably broadcast a game of the week is the current idea. And, Spanish, Hispanics, Latinos generally are soccer-oriented. But we believe we can bring the kids along with our youth-based hockey programs that we're going to be developing in middle school and high school and even in elementary school. And so if the kids take it home, the parents will convert. And so we're going to start with probably a game of the week, and we'll see how it goes. You know, we'll see. We want a broad base. We want to represent every ethnic group within the Las Vegas community, and we want to be, our goal is to be the team of Las Vegas. As you know, I've talked to both of you, and you both know that.
Yeah, and it's obvious you want to reach the largest amount of people as you should across the airwaves, and you've sort of answered this, but more specifically to Lotus, to Fox, to Deportes, how best did you think they would help in that pursuit? Because I know, you know, you sat down as you should with other broadcasting entities, you talked to them, you saw what they could offer. This was kind of a maiden voyage in for hockey and professional hockey in Vegas. So what kind of stood out from the Lotus side of things? You said, okay, this is where we need to be.
Well, I really thought that that Lotus was ready to commit to the entire Golden Knights franchise and program. And we have a large amount of hockey-related programming that will now be available on all the stations. So on game days, the idea is we'll have a 30-minute pregame show, the game day broadcast in its entirety, and an hour-long postgame show where the fans can call in and probably maybe be a little critical in the first few years, but we're going to do the very best we can. And then, again, select game day broadcasts in Spanish. And during the week, we'll have a weekly hour-long hockey show that fans can call into, and we'll feature players, coaches, the GM, the assistant GM, manage of ownership. You'll hear regular interviews during the week with the same individuals on the Lotus cluster stations. And the big thing that's going to be coming up, other than the lottery, which is on April 29th, we're going to have a special game day radio broadcast around the expansion draft, the amateur draft, media day, and the home opener. And specifically around the expansion draft, there will be a one-hour pre-draft program, then 3 hours while we're doing the drafting down at T-Mobile Arena. And again, chances for fans to call in, ask questions, make comments about the players we're drafting. Then, of course, the amateur draft is going to be an hour pregame and then a three-hour program. So we're trying to bring as much content to Las Vegas as we possibly can. And from our team side, we're going to be as helpful as we possibly can be in terms of make that as easy as possible on Fox Sports, for Fox Sports, so that we're going to be fully integrated. We want Fox Sports Radio to come out to the practice facility to do interviews while the team is practicing. Once we get our facility opened around August 15th, then we start doing our preseason practicing. You know, lots of different interviews. I know it's going to be really exciting, and we're going to be completely embedded with Fox Sports. Well, it's going to be terrific.
I'll be out there often for the paper and the radio. When I bring Seat, if he gets lost, he'll be up eating pizza on the top floor, so you'll be able to find Seat when we don't know where he is. One thing you've done really well, I think, especially with the youth hockey and the strides you guys have already made, is obviously you want to be embedded into the community. You want it to be the community's team. You said that often on the record. You know, I think Lotus and Fox and all the channels here are community-based. I suspect that was also kind of a push to have, you know, a station the community knows and follows and listens to as much as you're into the community with the youth hockey and everything else you've done. Am I right?
Absolutely. No, that's absolutely correct. And so we want to help Fox Sports Radio, and they're going to help us. And we're going to become a much more important element and fixture within the community. And I mean, all kinds of game day events, all kinds of events during the week at various schools where we'll be trying to develop the youth hockey programs. We've already made our arrangement with the Storm, so now we're going to integrate. The Storm is going to integrate with our own programs. We've got we'll have five sheets of ice that we'll be fully engaged with. The goal is to build two more sheets out in Henderson, so that at that point, with seven sheets of ice around the valley, you know, we should be able to develop a good long-term base for youth hockey and fan development here in Las Vegas. You know, Las Vegas has got a strong fan base already. Otherwise, we wouldn't have sold out our season tickets. So we just want to expand on it. We want to be embedded, as you know, Ed.
Mr. Foley, I always wondered if someone would be brave enough to just say Vegas Raiders, Vegas this, Vegas Rebels. You decided to go Vegas Golden Knights. Take us back to the start and the finish of that concept.
Well, when we were analyzing the name, we could have been Las Vegas Golden Knights. It's kind of a long, it's a mouthful. And I believe we're ultimately going to be, when there's a chant in the arena, it's going to be go Knights go, go Knights go. It's not going to be go Vegas Golden Knights go. But what I discovered when I first moved to Las Vegas is that a lot of the locals just refer to as Vegas. Where are you from? I'm from Vegas. Where are you going? I'm going back home to Vegas. And so I thought that we'd be more representative of the community by being the Vegas Golden Knights as opposed to the Las Vegas Golden Knights. And it was a close call, and I've gotten some criticism for it by not being Las Vegas, and why is it Vegas? I just thought it was a good fit for our name, especially when I knew we were going to be two words in the base of the name, and ended up being Golden Knights. If we were going to be the Rattlesnakes, or I don't know, the Sidewinders or something, maybe it would have been the Las Vegas Sidewinders. But I've only got one chance to do this, and we're gonna create a team from scratch, and that's what we're doing right now. And part of that is creating a culture, and I really had it in my mind that we wanted the culture of the knight, the epitome of the warrior class, the individual that in medieval times protected the unprotected and never gave up, never gave in, always advanced, would never retreat. So that is the culture we're going to instill in our players. And hockey players, as you know, are warriors. They don't give up, and they come to play every game. And that's the kind of individual we're going to have on our team.
Man,
so that was the evolution. And I had a lot of input. Everyone had an opinion. I finally decided, I'm just going to go with my own opinion. I'm just going to do it my way.
We like it.
Game of Thrones, you're protecting the wall, Billy. Christ, good for you. You're fired up. Looking for John Black, whatever his name is, coming out of the wood there. All right, so listen, what's been the
John
most...
Snow.
John Snow, there you go. You watch it more than I do. Bill Foley joined the CNET show here, joined the Lotus Broadcasting family today, bringing the Golden Knights to Fox Sports Radio and Deportes. What has been to you the most surprising part of the journey? I don't know if it was the initial reaction on the season tickets. I don't know if it was the process itself in terms of convincing the NHL at all its top levels that it would work in Vegas in terms of the community here, the tourism factor. So as you sit here today making this announcement, and Birdie's in our ear telling us there might be another major announcement later this week, perhaps tomorrow, as you've gone through this, what's been the most surprising part of the journey for you?
Well, I wasn't surprised, but I was validated, and that was really the response of the community to the idea of having a professional team, a major league professional team in Las Vegas. And that was, boy, a lot of naysayers. And we did that. We started that ticket drive, and we really didn't know what we were doing. We just, I'd never done a ticket drive. So we just sort of experimented on how to get out to the community and how to get the word out that you make a deposit. And if we make get enough deposits, we're confident the team will come. And the first 24 hours, we had 3,500 deposits. And immediately, my friends from Canada called and said, well, you guys are done. You can't do that's terrible. You should have sold 10,000 deposits in the first 24 hours. That's what we'd do in Winnipeg or Calgary or Quebec. And I said, well, yeah, guy, I guess you're right. I guess 3,500 isn't very good. And then it just kept on building and building, and the reality then started setting in that we were really getting a response from the community, because Vegas wanted something besides the Strip to be proud of and to represent it. And it ended up validating our theory that Vegas was ready for a professional sports team. And in 35 or 40 days, we had 10,000 season ticket deposits, and we went back and met with the league. And Gary Bettman's eyes kind of got opened up wide when I showed him our statistics. And he said, well, yeah, but these are all casinos. And I said, oh, no, look at the next page. And 92% of our tickets were sold to people that bought 8 seats or less. So it was a law firm that might have purchased 8 seats, or it might have been a group of firefighters that got together and they, 16 of them went in and they bought 8 seats and put their name down. So when he saw that and he realized that there were a lot of 4-seat sales and 2-seat sales, he said, well, this is really something. You guys have, Las Vegas has stepped up and supported this team. And it just kept on moving along, and we stopped kind of selling. We got to the point where we were 12 or 13,000 deposits, and at that was a year before we got the franchise. So we then went through that process of applying and going through the approval process and saying, okay, your franchise application is complete. That took about 90 days. That was September 30th of 15. Mm-hmm. And then nothing, except that in the spring of 16, the league submitted to the general manager's meeting the expansion draft criteria. And at that point, I knew we had it, because they wouldn't send out the expansion draft rules if they weren't going to grant us the team.
Right.
And, of course, then we got the team the following June. And, that's almost been a year now.
Wow.
So now another year later.
Yeah. That is Bill Foley, the owner of the Vegas Golden Knights, seat and Ed here, Ed, of course, of the RJ. As we do it here, once again, we're simulcasting now, 98.9 FM, Fox Sports Radio 1340. Now, this moment, the announcement, you're here with Lotus. Now, take us to opening night, that excitement.
We're going to have an unbelievable opening night. You know, every game we have is going to be I won't say a party, but it's going to be a function, a pregame, between the periods, and postgame. And we've gone so far as to hire a fellow that was used to run all the events for the World Wrestling. And they already know what's going to happen in every one of those wrestling matches. So it's all just about the show and the extravaganza of the event. So if you can picture opening night, and we've finished with the pregame activities and from Toshiba Plaza, and everyone's moved inside, and the arena goes dark, and in the center of the ice is Excalibur, and the other teams, the opposing team's mascot, will skate out and will try and pull Excalibur from the ice, but can't do it. And then the Golden Knight will skate out, pull Excalibur out of the ice, hold it high in the air, and the ice will crack, and as the ice cracks, the light will go on, and Excalibur will basically light up the arena. And so I'm waiting to see that on opening night, and that's what's going to happen. And I can't wait. I think it's going to be fantastic.
Man, you're something. That is going to be hilarious. I can totally see it too. That's the, listen. If you do that, maybe you can. Maybe someone goes crazy and leaves Crosby unprotected. Grab that guy if you can. Speaking of the team, and I know George has talked about the style he wants. Perhaps, again, soon we'll know a coach, but what does Bill Foley want out of his team? I do think the league, with the expansion draft, has allowed you, with the rules, has allowed you to be as competitive as any expansion team has been early on, as difficult it is to be competitive right away. But when you pull the Excalibur out or do all that stuff on opening night and all the demons are cast away, what kind of team do you want on the ice? What does Bill Foley want his fans to see?
Well, we're not going to be, you'd have to ask George for his complete vision on this, but we have talked about it, about the type of team we want. We want a team of speed, agility, and finesse, and with a lot of skating ability. Now, we're gonna have to start from the net out.
Right.
So we're going to start with great goaltending, and I believe we're going to have, we'll end up through this expansion draft with Class A-type goaltenders. But we've got to also protect them. We've got to protect the net, and we've got to make it as easy as possible on our goaltenders. So we'll have the ability to draft some fairly balanced and good defensemen, and we'll try and get as many of those defensemen to be offensemen as well. And then the slowest thing that's going to come for us are the superstars, the wingers, and the centers, and we're going to have to be a little patient in terms of our offense. But eventually, the team should be a team of speed, agility, finesse. It won't be the big linebackers, the big right. defensive end type situation. It's going to be, we're going to be agile and quick. So yeah. That's where we're going to go over time. I really believe we'll get there before people are going to understand how good we are. We've been going through these mock drafts for the last 6 months or so. We've had four detailed mock drafts looking at every team, every scout who's responsible for another professional team, has identified whether they're going to go 8 skaters or 7-3-1 in terms of 7 forwards, 3 Ds, and a goalie. And we kind of know where each team is going to go. We believe that George will be able to do some transactions during that expansion draft period that will still get very, very good players, but we'll be able to put a bunch of picks in our pocket. A bunch of draft picks will be to give us more talent, more options to get more talent, more young talent, fairly quickly. And I'm standing by my prediction that we're going to be playoffs in 3 and Stanley Cup in 6. That's my goal.
Wow.
I'm all over it.
I hope you say April 13th, and I desperately need a column this week, but when you name a coach, and I know you won't give us any names, but you're a leader, you're from Army, leadership is huge for you. No matter what kind of team you put on the ice, what are characteristics as you went through a coaching search, what did you look for in the person? And never mind style, because you're going to get guys with different styles and backgrounds, but who do you want leading this team that will essentially be a lot of probably younger and older guys, depending on who's protected and not?
That's again. This is a great George McPhee question, and George and I have talked about it. What I did in the coaching situation was, I interviewed the coaching candidates that we were most interested in.
Right.
And my goal was to find a guy like I found in George that I could work with, that I could be honest with, that would not, if I said something to him, he wouldn't be offended. He wouldn't put his head down and sulk. That he's going to be flexible. That he's going to be responsive to what the overall team needs are. And his coaching style, I really felt like we needed someone who was a player's coach, someone the players are going to like and play hard for. That's the kind of guy that we've identified. And you'll have a pretty good feel for the man that we've picked very, very quickly, because as George said, by the time the season's over, we're going to know who we want. And George did it, and he went out and got him.
Good
and you'll be getting an announcement. I think I'd say be ready by 12 noon tomorrow.
There you go.
Eddie's already ready.
Ready.
He's fast Eddie. He's always
I'm searching
ready,
for
Mr.
Carp.
Foley.
I know he's chasing this thing. Where's Carp?
Surprised Carp is not here in the building with us right now.
He's probably calling everyone.
He's probably
knows
on your line. He's on the second line.
Mr. Foley, why Vegas? We love it. Absolutely our first ever professional hockey team, a major league franchise. But why Vegas?
Well, when I decided I wanted to be involved in professional sports at this stage of my career and kind of have something really fun that I could be involved in. It's not just a business operation, a title insurance or ATMs or core bank process. All these boring businesses I've been in all my life. So I kind of settled on the NHL because it was the one major league professional sports franchise that I felt like I could afford to be a managing general partner and own a majority interest in the team, a significant majority interest in the team. Then my next criteria was I did not want to own an interest in a team at a place I didn't want to live. So I didn't want to own a team up in the Northeast or in the Midwest and have to fly in and fly out and not be a really, really part embedded in the team, embedded in the management and the leadership of the team. And I'm a Westerner, I love the deserts. I grew up in the Texas Panhandle. That makes the Texas Panhandle makes Las Vegas look like the coast of California. I love the desert. I thought Las Vegas was a perfect place to undertake this experiment, this kind of bold experiment of bringing a new professional sports team somewhere. And it's worked out. And I really like Las Vegas. You probably won't see me there much in the summertime. I'm still going to take my respite up in Montana. But I'll be around town. I'm around town pretty much the rest of the year now.
Well, our general manager here, Tony Bonicchia, has done a fine job, and obviously getting things done with you and the organization. We're going to be on 98.9 FM, Fox Sports Radio 1340 with the games, Deportes as well. That's a real good hookup. Thanks and congratulations on both ends on that, Mr. Foley.
No, thanks a lot. Just call me Bill. Now we're partners.
We're partners. Thanks, Bill. Like go first name, huh?
Thanks, Bill.
Okay. Good. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much.
He's in Northern California right now. He was in New Zealand.
Yeah.